Rather than day camps, we are offering week-long camps, explains Nicholas Mather, Marketing and Advancement Coordinator. These camps will combine all of the popular activities from our previously loved PD day excursions and add in exciting new adventures. Each day the parents drop off their children and the kids will spend hours learning new things, exploring challenges and enjoying events. Included are trips on the flight simulator as well as sitting in rare, historical aircrafts. The Alberta Aviation Museum's camps are for children ages 6 to 12. The camps take place on July 4 to 8, July 25 to 29 and August 15 to 19 from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. daily. The cost is $300 for the week. Museum members receive a 5% discount. Things are opening up to the public once again, but the museum recognizes that not everyone is ready for in-person interactions quite yet. Therefore, the online lecture series will continue until further notice. In our lecture series, Curator Ryan covers different topic about Edmonton's aviation history, says Mather. This series runs on the last Wednesday of every month and each talk is about an hour long. It is a great opportunity to learn more about the evolution of Blatchford Field and how it has changed over the years. The series is free to membership card holders, and $7.50 per session for guests. Register and learn more by clicking here. The good news doesn't stop with the return of summer camps and the continuation of the online lecture series. As of June, the Alberta Aviation Museum will relaunch its partnership with YEG Honeycomb. This buzzworthy partnership is a three-year pilot program where bee colonies are hosted at historic locations around Edmonton, says Mather. Did you know that the location of the hive affects the taste of the honey? Bees typically collect pollen from a 3-mile radius, so the taste is influenced by the flora and fauna in the general area. Urban honey has a very unique taste. Everyone is welcome to fly down to check out the hives, and if any museum guests on the spectrum are concerned about sensory overload, know that accommodations are being made for this as well. Working with Service Credit Union, the Alberta Aviation Museum is working towards establishing a ticketed monthly sensory event that is accessible to individuals and families on the spectrum. This will involve collaboration with local autism groups to ensure as many people as possible can enjoy a worry-free outing at the museum. Stay tuned to the museum's website for more details as this program continues to evolve. There is plenty to see, do and experience at the Alberta Aviation Museum. From familiar favorites like the Discovery backpacks to the ever-changing exhibits and the arrival of new aircraft installations, it is clear that the first 30 years of the museum's service are only the beginning. We are taking off and growing, concludes Mather. The Alberta Aviation Museum is the perfect outing for guests of all ages. No two visits are the same. Visit in person, online and on Facebook to learn more. The museum is also active on Twitter, Instagram, YouTube and TikTok.